Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I want to get to they knew exactly what they were doing. Well, what does that mean? I'll explain it to you in just a couple minutes. I'm just going to do a short couple pieces here, and then we're going to get to the main topic. One of the things that's going around out there, and if you notice that, I've been reserved about it because you can't substantiate it until I get the full weight of the Holy Ghost behind me to lead me, Romans 8:14. I'm going to kind of step on that like I'm on a hot wire. Maybe give you the information, but not put too hard or push too hard. Also, just kind of bringing it forth to light because it may come to pass and it may not come to pass. One of the things that I've been talking about over the last couple days and weeks is that there's much talk of them doing lockdowns again. Well, notice I haven't went all the way in, but I'm just showing you everything that we're not being told about the pandemic, or I'm sorry, the plandemic, Jeremiah 11:9, and what's all behind it, and it just may come around again. There's no question about it that they're re-engaging, they're regrouping this alliance from hell, Isaiah 28:18, and they're going to attack again in one direction or another. Folks, communists push and they pull. They push and they pull. That's what they do. They surge and then they back up. So we've seen the crisis that they created concerning the experimental jabs and the plandemic. Well, they backed off from that, and then they created some more over here. Folks, if they're not creating them, they're not allowing the crisis to go to waste, as we can all see, said Rahm Emanuel, dead fish Rahm Emanuel from Chicago. He was Barack Hussein Obama's girlfriend, I guess. That's the understanding. So as that you might understand concerning what is happening here, I want to say this. There's nothing to support that is going to come again anytime soon, but they are going to create a new one. It's always going on, folks. I mean, look what's been going on over the last 3 years after the push of the pandemic. Look at how many laws they trampled underfoot. Look at how many usurpations. Look at how many incidents of overreaching. And we all know, anybody that's paying attention to the law, that these are criminals, in fact, creating these policies out of thin air in an attempt to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their own devilish image. We know they are, because it's every governor throughout our union. Well, with that, one of the things that I continuously also highlight, friends, and I want to say this, I'm not saying that it's not coming again, but I'm saying that there's nothing to support it right now, okay, that it is going to come again. It's going to come again, but they usually wait for about 10 years before they create that same recycle of crises, okay? But the fact of the matter is there's nothing to support that is going to happen right now, okay? But I'm not saying be stupid about it and stand down in any sense of the word. No, what is the price of freedom? Eternal vigilance, said Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America. So with all that said, to say this, because I want to play this video for you really quick. Folks, when I say that you're being laughed at, you're being talked down to, because those that many in the said conservative movement, right, they're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men, Matthew 5:13, they like to make fun of the current administration. They like to make fun of the last administration, the administration before that, and the one before that, and the one before that. But here's the bottom line. The joke is on you. I don't know how it is that you come up with making fun of people that are lawlessly ruling over you. You look like the idiot because of what you tolerate. You're the one that the joke is on. One of the things I was trying to bring forth, friends, in saying the things that I say when they are laughing at you, because you are being laughed at, I don't like you being laughed at. I don't like my brothers and my sisters out there being lied to and laughed at and being swindled about by cunning and ill-designing men, Ephesians 4:14. I don't like none of that. But I want to show you to the degree in the past of how stupid they really think that you are. Hey, folks, I remember when they did this, and I highlighted a video with the architect of Obamacare. Oh, I'm sorry. And then under Trump, it was called the American Health Care Act. Remember, they kept renaming it? And the architect was laughing at the people as to how stupid they were to accept it. Well, it was the same thing for the pandemic. How stupid do they really think you are? I want you to take a look at this little communist and from New York. They call him Mayor Bill de Blasio. And if you haven't seen this, folks, this is very offensive. But again, just to prove the point as to how they are looking at their constituents, not as representatives and upholding the law, but looking at you as being stupid and believing anything that they have to say. Are you ready for this? Check this.
I got vaccinated. You're saying I could get this? Eat delicious fries? Wait a minute. But there's also a burger element to this.
He's mocking you.
Let me check with Bill Neidhart. Is it too early in the day to eat a burger? No. This could be breakfast. Okay. I want you to look at this and think about, again, some people love hamburgers, some don't. Really want to respect all ways of life. But if this is appealing to you, just think of this when you think of vaccination.
He's trying to sell a vaccination.
I'm getting a very good feeling.
He's trying to show you, friends, that if you want a hamburger and French fries, you're going to have to do what he says.
To Randy Garrity and, of course, Danny Meyer, who's doing so much to help us.
Remember this?
Recovery.
Get a voucher for burger or sandwich if you get your shot at an NYC mobile vaccine clinic. Get free fries with a burger or sandwich if you show proof of vaccination. Why would they need to do that? Because the masses weren't going along with
it.
That's
keep
why.
Out incentives.
See, he said
we're
it right there. Incentives.
We're going to keep making it fun. We really, really need to get everyone vaccinated.
Yep. So we really, really need to get everybody vaccinated. So what we're going to do is we're going to try to swindle the ignorant and stupid by offering them a hamburger and French fries, giving them a voucher for a free hamburger and a free fries if only you do what Mayor de Blasio says. And look at the way he's mocking you. He's laughing at you. We're going to make fun of this, he said. Fun, you know, having fun as he's eating the French fries and the hamburger. And then saying we're going to incentivize as much as we have to. Why? Because they've been incentivized. And they're telling you to go out and get your free vaccination, friends. It wasn't free. To a communist, it was free. But it cost me money, and it cost you money, and it cost everybody else that works in this country, because these criminals stole our money to give away free experimental jabs. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. I'm going to show you another video. You'll listen to the audio. 159 cities that are picked up concerning Genesis Communication Networks and the sonsoflibertyradio.com. I will do my best to paint the picture for you if that's what is needed during the time of this video audio. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. It's the best place to be, friends. He is our rock. He is our refuge. He is our high tower. We are hidden under the shadow of the Almighty. He upholds us with the right hand of His righteousness as He continuously maintains our cause and our right in Jesus' name. Why? Because He's faithful to 1,000 generations, and He is a faithful God who fails not one word of His covenant. Just ask faithful Christians. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd all be saying, don't you? Bring it down, Brother Dean. Well, that's what we're going
to
do.
I
want to come back here now, and I want to show you, in contrast to what you were told by Mayor de Blasio. Folks, he's a criminal. He's a full-blown commie. He was as bad as the preceding governor who was exchanged out with another plant, Bogan. And here we are again, folks. It's amazing. The people know that these are plants, yet they continuously allow them to remain incumbent, regardless of the crimes that they're guilty of committing, when we have the authority and power to do so. Article 2, Section 4, impeach. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, remove and prosecute. Amen. But I want to show you what many didn't know, just to throw off any and ward off any individual who might have still, well, let me say it this way. the individuals that are still clueless as to what is happening over the last 3 years, and if in fact they push it forth again, I want you to be prepared. I want you to be forewarned concerning what is inside of these said experimental jabs. In spite of what de Blasio just tried to sell you by incentivizing you to go get a shot so you can get a hamburger free and a order of fries free, as he's mocking you and laughing at you. Oh, case in point, de Blasio, he's still there. Case in point, Fauci's still there. All of those that conspired the last experimental crisis, friends, concerning the vaccines, they're still there. Again, re-gauging to do it all over again. People say to me, Bradley, give us answers. I give you the answers all the time. And Isaiah 26:9 comes to my aid right now. When thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Right? The Lord is known by the judgments that he executes. Where is the church? The Lord did his part, and don't blame him if things go south because you didn't do your part. You can go ahead all day long and lean on a shovel and pray for a hole, friends. But the bottom line is that hole is not going to dig itself. And the reason I'm using that parable is because faith without works is dead. You better get busy. And don't accuse the Lord again as to what you have left off, because he has supplied everything that we need to give us the victory over the works of the enemy. Everything that we need concerning the power to overcome the enemy. Read Luke 10:19. Now I want to show you what many don't know. Many of you may have seen this before, but I want to play this again. This is an individual. His name is Stanley Plotkin. And I'll tell you what, friends, I'd hate to be in these men's shoes. I mean, they are evil, wicked men. He calls himself an atheist, which is rather odd because the Bible says that the devils believe and tremble. It's idolatry to the grossest measure, to the height of willful ignorance at every given step. Read Psalm 14:1, and notice that they are workers of the abominable. They do abominable works. Well, that's what atheists do, as they call themselves. But also keep in mind, now that I'm talking about that, communism precedes atheism, and atheism precedes communism. Of course, they want to be God, right? So let's get rid of God. It's like what a lot of scientists are doing today. Well, this guy doesn't hide anything. His name is Stanley Plotkin, and he's going to tell you exactly what's inside of those experimental jabs, because he's a part of producing what, in fact, is inside of them. You ready for this? Cool. Check
it
out.
Your work related to vaccines, how many fetuses have been part of that work?
My own personal work, too.
I'm going to hand you what's been marked Plaintiff's Exhibit 41. Okay. Are you familiar with this article, Dr. Plotkin?
World's leading authority on vaccines. Listen to what he's a part of. He tells you.
Yes.
Okay. Are you listed as an author on this article?
Yes.
Okay. This study took place at the Wistar Institute, correct?
Yes.
You were at the Wistar Institute, correct?
Yes.
How many fetuses were used in the study described in this article?
Quite a few.
So, this study involved 74 fetuses, correct?
No, I don't remember exactly how.
Hey, remember, fetus is the word, friends, that they replaced with human baby. Okay, that's all they're doing. It's semantics. They're playing word games with you. Okay, it's a word play.
Turn to page 12 of the study.
No, 76.
76. Mm-hmm. And these fetuses with all 3 months or older when aborted, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And these were all normally developed fetuses, correct?
Yes.
What organs did you harvest from these fetuses?
What organs from the babies?
I didn't personally harvest any, but a whole range of tissues were harvested by co-workers.
Okay. And these pieces were then cut up into little pieces, right?
Babies yes. were cut
and
up into
they
little
were
pieces.
Cultured?
Yes.
Okay. Some of the pieces of the
babies.
Fetuses were pituitary gland. That were chopped up into pieces.
Chopped up.
Included the lung of the fetuses.
Yes. This is what's going on in your country,
skin.
Friends.
Yes.
Kidney.
Yes.
Spleen.
kidneys, heart. Spleens, yes. Hearts, yes, yes, and tongue.
Tongue. I don't recall, but yeah, probably yes.
So I just want to make sure I understand. In your entire career, and this was just one study, so I'm going to ask you again. In your entire career, how many fetuses have you worked
babies.
With?
Well, I don't remember the exact number, but quite a few.
This is what's in the experimental jabs, friends.
Originally, before we decided to use them to make vaccines.
Before we decided to use them to make vaccines. Spleens, kidneys, hearts, tongues, chopped up baby parts. Before we decided to use them to make vaccines. Don't tell me for 1 minute all of those conspiracy theorists telling you what these people are responsible for isn't true, because he's telling you right here it is true. And I want to tell you what my Lord tells us to do, to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments, that we may live a long life on this earth. But if we don't, this is what we're going to get. Proverbs 17:2 tells us what? Or I'm sorry, Proverbs 7:2, forgive me. Proverbs 7:2 says, keep my commandments and live. If you don't want to, you're going to succumb to the likes of what I'm highlighting right now. Listen to the rest of this.
Does it have any sense? I mean, this one study had 76. How many other studies did you have that you used aborted fetuses for?
Oh, I don't remember how many.
This is your government.
One of the objections to vaccination by the plaintiff in this case is the inclusion of aborted fetal tissue in the development of vaccines and the fact that it's actually part of the ingredients of vaccines.
I'm aware of those objections. The Catholic Church has actually issued a document on that which says that individuals who need the vaccine should receive the vaccines regardless of the fact.
Regardless.
I think it implies that I am the individual who will go to hell.
You can rest assured of that.
The use of aborted tissues, which I am glad to do.
Okay. Do you know if the mother is Catholic?
I have no idea.
Okay. Do you take issue with religious beliefs?
Yes.
Yep.
You said that, quote, vaccination is always under attack by religious zealots who believe
Listen
that
this, friends.
The will of God includes death and disease.
Yes.
You stand by that statement?
I absolutely do.
Okay. Are you an atheist?
Yes.
He just told you he was an atheist. Folks, this is what you have at the helm of your government. It's true. Every country deserves the government that it has. I just highlighted those that are pushing the experimental jabs and why they're still sitting there unjudged by 329.5 million people righteously. I have no idea. Be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Hurricane Idalia has made landfall in Florida's Big Bend region, coming ashore this morning in Keaton Beach as a Category 3 storm. A tornado watch was put in effect in central Florida. The National Weather Service says tornadoes spawned by the hurricane are possible in at least 10 Florida counties through the early mid-afternoon hours. Unions are showing strong support across the board. Ryan Daniels has more.
Gallup polls found 71% support for unions last year. New data out this week shows over two-thirds of Americans still support organized labor. Numbers from the AFL-CIO show support is especially strong among younger Americans.
Today is the two-year anniversary of the last U.S. military flight leaving Afghanistan as the Taliban took over. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
It's really weird because online right now I got a switcher that goes from the screen to me back and forth, and it's called a Stream Deck, and for some reason or another I just pulled up what someone is talking about on social media platforms about how Donald Trump actually gave $65 million to Planned Parenthood. It wasn't $65 million, friends. As Donald Trump was out there selling to the 650,000 people that showed up in protest concerning the murder of the innocent in the womb, Proverbs 6:17, 2013 of Exodus, thou shalt not murder. Donald was behind the backs of his blind worshipers, Acts 12:22, funding to the equivalent of $650 million more than Barack Obama did in his criminal administration. That's not a joke. That's not a joke at all. As a matter of fact, I got the article. Matter of fact, what I'll do during the break is I'll take it and then I will append it to the article or the comment section right below the show. I'm not off topic. It still has everything to do with what we're talking about. I just played a video for you a couple minutes ago, friends. And right now something's acting up oddly on this little Stream Deck. So anyways, with that said, wanted to highlight this as well, and then we'll get to the main topic. Fitness influencer Larissa Borges, 33 years old, she dies after a double cardiac arrest. In other words, that's experimental jab took effect, and it clogged up her hearts, or her heart valves, forgive me, her heart valves. So anyways, well, this is perfect timing anyways for this to go haywire right now, and I think it has something to do with probably me having 40 tabs up above that I wanted to share with everybody. So we'll get to maybe a couple of these things tomorrow, but let's get over to the main topic, friends, if you don't mind. One of the things that we see is the people, okay, now it works. Is this crazy? Now it works. I have no idea what's going on with that. And none whatsoever, friends. Cannot make this up as to what's going on right now. So anyways, just hang with me. This will come back sooner or later. And why it's doing this right now, I have no idea. It's just doing it on its own. And I'm suspecting that it's doing what it's doing on its own because of the information that I'm sharing with you right now. Here it is right here. This is the article that I wanted to show you. Oh, in there, what does it do? It comes back on me again. Fitness influencer Laressa Borges, my screen just came back up, 33, dies after double cardiac arrest, which shows you that it finally took its effect on her body. She went out and she got vaxxed, and it took its toll, sad to say. And this is what I'm trying to counter right now. Pay attention to all the people that are dying. Yesterday, I just started a little stream of 100 actors and actors alone that died just last year. And we're talking about millions on a global basis. But remember, Bill Gates wanted to go ahead and depopulate the planet by 3.6 billion people. And he was the one that was selling it. Why was he selling us this pandemic? Because he was the one that was investing into the vaccinations, okay? And remember, Donald Trump fast-tracked it, and they threatened the head of the FDA that if he didn't approve it immediately, he was going to lose his job. The next day, it was actually approved. So remember, the father of the vaccine is the one that opened the curtains to the clowns in the circus of politics and those that have been attacking you ever since this whole pandemic started, okay? So I wanted to make clear of that. I'm sorry about the little mix-up here. But one of the things that people need to realize is, and I want to bring this over to a spiritual content and kind of bring it and dovetail it into what we've been talking about. You just heard the guy that's responsible for murdering all those babies and then chopping up their body parts and then deciding to put them in the experimental jabs. Isn't it interesting? Because what is of interest to me when I heard him is he called them religious zealots. And isn't it interesting, friends, that it's the religious zealots in this country that are, in fact, the light of the world and reproving the darkness? Isn't it interesting every time this said self-proclaimed atheist wanted to take a shot at in experimenting on human beings, it was the religious zealots that put their hands up and said, absolutely not, the law is up and you are violating the law. You might want to ask yourself the question, friends, and I'm thinking of Psalm 19:11, by them thy servant is warned, before you allow criminals in any given setting to tear down the law, you might first want to ask the question as to why it was put up. See, we have laws preventing the likes of these guys that are chopping up babies. If this would have been during the 30s, friends, this guy would have been thrown in jail and he would have probably received the death sentence. That's a fact. There was a worldwide outcry after the people on a global basis heard of the crimes of Adolf Hitler being committed against women that were pregnant. Abortion, right? They called it murder back then. That's all they had to do is change the name. And what's worse is now we see the American people worshiping a guy that actually gives $650 million more than a foreign sodomite named Barack Hussein Obama did to Planned Parenthood named Donald Trump. And yet he's lied to so many people and deceived to so many people. But I'll tell you what, you can fool the people some of the time. You can fool some of the people all of the time. But you can fool the Lord at no time. And you didn't fool this boy neither. Okay? And I praise God for the Holy Ghost, who's given to those that obey. Acts 5:32. Now, what I want you to check here, friends, is when Jesus was crucified, he was crucified by the hands of men that were sinners. That's what Scripture tells us. But isn't it interesting how the modern day church, because they've not done nothing in dealing with the corrupt, they'll take the Scripture, then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, in Luke 23, verse 34. We hear it all the time. It's a false balance, friends. I mean, as if to suggest that everybody's going to heaven, nobody's going to hell. Isn't that the inference here? Yes, it is. That's exactly what it is. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 11:1 that a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is His delight. We are so far in the American church today, off on the left side of what they call mercy, which is false, love, which is false, and grace, which is false. That the American people, because they don't take the time to read the Bible and know for themselves, John 7:17, 2 Timothy 2:15, they just go along with it. And because of that, now we live in a system, an injustice system that's making $64 billion. You're paying for it, by the way, off a system that doesn't teach men to fear the Lord or the consequence. Proverbs 16:6. And because of that, the American people now show more, as they call it, mercy, and it's a false mercy. They show more mercy to the criminals and to the guilty than they do the said victims. And what do we hear from the American church? Well, you know, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Well, here's the scene, okay? Christ is on the cross, not for his sins, but for the sins of the guilty, me and you. In a demonstration of love, by hanging on the cross as the propitiation of the sins of the world. Now, the reason that he was being crucified is he was being accused by the guilty as the transgressor. Isn't that what you're seeing today? Yep. The accuser of the brethren, Revelation 12, what is he doing? He's accusing innocent people, law-abiding citizens, right, before God and man. They are accusing the innocent of the crimes that they're guilty of. And this is happening, again, because the American people do not know the law of God, they know not the prophets, and they know not the heart of God, in any sense of the word. Again, he's known by the judgments that he executes, Psalm 9:16 and 17. When Christ was on the cross saying, forgive them for they know not what they do, to whom was he speaking? Instead of just taking it as a blanket statement, fulfill the question mark. Fill in the blank. What is it? To whom was Jesus speaking? Because we can clearly see that those that had him crucified in John 19:15, they were the Herodians and they were the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, and the corrupt in government, Mark 8:15, in which Jesus warned us of, and they were also the self-righteous religious hypocrites, right? They were the ones that were guilty at every given turn in trying to incriminate the innocent Son of God for crimes in which they themselves were guilty of. This is exactly what you're seeing today. This is why you're seeing corruption zero in on the church today. And by the way, it's the best medicine in the world to fan the flames of men that are truly born of the Spirit of God. Read Hebrews 1, verse 7. So in short, these wicked men that had Christ crucified knew exactly what they were doing. So again, what begs the answer with the question is, again, who was he speaking to when he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do? Was it these to whom Jesus was referring to when he asked his Father to forgive them, for they didn't know what they were doing? These are the ones that were responsible for giving the son of perdition, Judas, 30 pieces of silver to betray him. That's in Matthew 26:14 through 16. Who was Jesus speaking to when he was praying on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do? I'm showing you that those that crucified Christ knew all the well exactly what they were doing. Is this who Jesus was praying for? Those that didn't know what they were doing? Did Jesus not word it right? I speak as a man, and I absolutely condemn the question. Folks, give me a break. We're talking about the Son of God here. He didn't make any mistakes, remember? Remember he said to the Pharisees, which one of you convinceth me of sin? John 8:46. Folks, he was perfect. And I'm not just talking about his physical being and his soulish and spiritual being, but I guarantee you what was in his heart and what came out of the abundance of his heart, his mouth speaks, it was perfectly worded. Absolutely perfectly worded. But again, I'm asking you the question, to whom was Jesus speaking to when he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do? Because I'm highlighting the fact right now that those that had him crucified knew exactly what they were doing. And how is it that the American church, for some reason or another, has been preaching a false gospel and saying that, you know what, forgive them for they know not what they do. And what's the inference? That they're all going to heaven, friends. Not true. Why did Jesus warn of hell 54 times? We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Joe Sparrow, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. When I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm highlighting right now, forgive them for they know not what they do, but what I'm showing you right now is the people that had Christ crucified knew exactly what they were doing. I mean, from Judas giving 30 pieces of silver by the Pharisees to betray him, did they not know what they were doing? Read Matthew 26, 14 through 16. Jesus said of Judas, the Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe, a curse word, unto the man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man had he not been born. Wow. You know, it's interesting with Judas as well. He didn't realize his mistake or his error until he actually took the money. And then he tried to justify himself by giving the money back. At that point, it was too late. And what did he do? Well, like anybody else that's aimed at the church, everything aimed at the church ends in self-destruction, friends. When the Lord said, touch not mine anointed, he meant just that. Okay? So there were others that were on that mob on top of Golgotha as well that had no part in the crucifixion of Christ. Was Jesus speaking to them? Again, look at how these religious hypocrites and how it is that they continued in the height of their crimes towards the Son of God and they're refusing his reign. Listen carefully. John 11:48. Get this straight in your heart and your mind. Okay? After Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead after 4 days stinking in the tomb, the Pharisees said, listen carefully, just highlighting the fact that they knew exactly what they were doing. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and our nation. It's exactly what's happening in America. You have an establishment in government because you have an establishment inside of the church. Folks, it's not about the things of the Lord at all, because if that was the case, they would be bearing fruit, but that's not what they're doing. As a matter of fact, that was the next point that I was going to make. What about the parable in Mark 12 where those that had been given the responsibility to bear fruit to the glory of God and had failed the test in rejecting the meek King of glory? What does Scripture tell us in Mark 12:7? Those husbandmen said among themselves, "This is the heir of Jesus. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance shall be ours." But when Jesus was praying, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do," I'm giving you Scripture right now showing you that they knew exactly what they were doing, friends. Have you taken the time to see in Scripture where Jesus continuously damned, woed, in exclamation of judgment on others? Concerning the hypocrites in Matthew 23, oh my goodness, read it when you get a moment. In Matthew 23:33, Jesus said to these people that had him crucified, you Pharisees, right? He said, "You serpents, you generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell?" Even when it came to the steps leading up to where they had delivered Jesus up to the governor, Pontius Pilate, Pontius even knew why they delivered him up. Matthew 27:18, "For envy they had delivered him up." Again, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Who was Jesus talking about? Because what I'm highlighting, again, is those responsible for the crucifixion of Christ knew exactly what they were doing. See, Jesus was a stumbling block because of their self-righteousness, friends. I mean, does this sound like those that the Lord was speaking of when praying for their forgiveness? The ones that I just highlighted? "And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then Jesus said, 'Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.' And after they crucified him, they parted his raiments and cast lots, and the people stood looking upon him, and the rulers also with them mocked him. They derided him, saying, 'He saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God.'" And the Bible again tells us, "And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar on the cross, and saying, 'If you be the King of the Jews, then save yourself.'" Again, folks, you got to think things through. Does this sound like those that the Lord was speaking to when praying for forgiveness? Did they know what they were doing when they were crucifying Christ? Well, it tells us in Luke 23:21, "But they cried during the crucifixion." They cried what? "Crucify him, crucify him." Even when Pontius was going to let him go, the Pharisees rose up and the Herodians rose up and said, "Crucify him, crucify him." And they moved the people to move Pontius to crucify the Son of God. Did these criminals know what it was that they were bringing upon themselves? Absolutely not. Yet 40 years later, they learned the hard way. No doubt about it, Luke 19:43. And when you look at Adam Clark's commentary on the subject, it brings in a proper balance. They knew not what they do. If ignorance does not excuse a crime, it at least diminishes the atrocity of it, said Adam Clark. He said, however, these persons well knew that they were crucifying an innocent man, but they did not know that by this act of theirs, they were bringing down on themselves and on their country the heaviest judgments of God. See, this is a warning to all of those that remain in their obstinance and rebellion towards God. See, you can go ahead and think you're at war with an unseen, hypocritical Christian, but unseen forces are at work, and he is going to bear witness to the truth. And when you're warring against the anointed of the Lord, what you don't realize is you're bringing judgment upon yourselves. And now in this particular situation, when it comes to what's going on in America, we can clearly see the judgments of God are falling upon the American people for their disobedience. We're past chastisement. We're under the judgments now. The Lord has now appointed wicked rulers to judge this nation. But those wicked rulers are being used in the hand of God, just like Nebuchadnezzar was, until the appointed time. And then once the children are judged, then the Lord comes back at those that were being judged, used to judge others or their children, and then he drops the judgments upon them twice as much as he did on his own children. And they proved not to be his children, didn't they? because they refused and they rebelled against God. If you think that's crazy, folks, go read 1 Corinthians 1:10 when you get a moment. How many of them perished because they disobeyed? Don't sit there and tell me God is not a God of judgment. Absolutely. He's a holy God and he's a good God. And what makes him good is he will not overlook the iniquity of the guilty in any sense of the word. That's why we praise God for Jesus Christ in the blood that washes us from the sin, because he is the propitiation. He is the atonement at one meant to stand in the gap on our behalf. And out of gratitude, we live according to what he died for in 2 Corinthians 5:15. So, friends, the door is not shut for the vilest of sinners, because that is why Christ came into the world. He's a great Savior. The Lord said, he will have mercy on whom he will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. But also remember that he warned of the consequence of those that failed to repent before God and continued in their sins. John 8:24. So in the end, these obstinate ones that knew exactly what they were doing in crucifying the Christ brought judgment upon themselves and were cast into the fire as the consequence that never shall be quenched. Mark 9:48, to whom these were them that refused the Lord's mercy. The Lord didn't refuse them. They refused the Lord. We got Charlie calling in from New Hampshire. You got about 2 minutes, Charlie. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It's all yours, my friend.
Thank you, Bradley. I just wanted to make a comment that everything you said is right down the line. It's absolutely true. But in my own studies over 50 years, I've come to understand that most likely Jesus was talking to those soldiers who crucified him, and because they were only following orders of those who told them to do it. But again, everything you said is right down the line. I agree with it wholeheartedly, and I appreciate you and what y'all do. Thank you.
Amen. Thanks for the call, Charlie. I totally appreciate it. Hey, folks, I want to make clear, Charlie was agreeing with the word. That's what we do here. He's exactly right. So to those that knew what they did, forgive them for they know not what they do. He wasn't talking about those that didn't know what they were doing. Hey, folks. I'm sorry, he wasn't talking about those that knew what they were doing. He was praying for those that didn't know what they were doing. And there was a lot more people on the top of Golgotha, Calvary, whatever you want to call it, Gabbatha, the list goes on of names, Latin or Hebrew, whatever the case might be, that weren't a part of the crucifixion. But the sad part about it is they allowed the crucifixion. You know, and speaking of which, you remember the woman that looked at Jesus and they were weeping, the women were weeping for Jesus as he was going up to the cross. And do you remember what Jesus said to them? He said to all the women that were crying for him, that stood back and did nothing about the crucifixion, because that's really what it comes down to. Though it was predestined to happen, he said, don't cry for me, Jesus said. He said, cry for you and your children, because if they'll do this in a grain tree, when you have the light, the knowledge, and the power to put it to a stop, just imagine what they're going to do in a dry tree when you don't have the light, when you don't have the knowledge, and you don't have the power to put a stop to it. That judgment at length fell back upon those that allowed it as well 40 years later in the Passion of the Christ. You can find that actual account not only in the book of Josephus, but you can also find it in the Fox's Book of Martyrs as well. So, you know what? This is my third book. I got so much coming out of me. I just want to hit some topics where people have been misled. Understand the message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repentance towards God in faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, Acts 20, verse 21. Love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 21.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.